Do we wanna do that here? Can we just go right into it right now? Okay, so we're gonna begin the meeting of the sole member of Walcott, Wood and Taylor. We need a roll call to begin the meeting. I'll ask Michelle Thompson to do that.
Ms. Ehrenberg?
Here.
Mr. Estrada?
Here.
Mrs. Sarah?
Here.
Ms. Holmes? Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Dr. Koritz?
Here.
Mr. McMillan?
Here.
Mr. Montgomery?
Here.
Mr. Oliver? Governor Quinn? Ms. Strobel?
Here.
Mr. Thomas?
Here.
Mr. Tinkin?
Here.
Thank you.
Excuse.
I think we now have a roll call vote, right? So do you wanna read the item and then we'll ask? So we have a roll call vote. There's two items and Michelle, as secretary, is gonna read the names of those items and we may ask Skip to comment on them.
The first item for the meeting of Walcott, Wood and Taylor is to amend the bylaws of Walcott, Wood and Taylor Incorporated in Chicago. And the second item is approve appointments to the Board of Directors of Walcott, Wood and Taylor Incorporated, Chicago.
I think it would be helpful if we asked Skip Garcia to comment on these two items for a minute.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board knows, WWT is a not-for-profit taxable corporation, university-related organization that has oversight for the purposes of billing and collection. For the MSP, the medical practice plan. In response to a university audit conducted previously, there were several recommendations that were made, and the amendment before you is to address some technical changes and corrections to the bylaws in response to that audit, and specifically related to the second piece of business for the board here. Is that a recommendation was made to change the composition of the board to include a expertise in finance. So as this is an opportunity for us to have a integration between the Vice President for Health Affairs and the MSP and the WWT, we have a recommendation before the that was approved and unanimously by the existing board for WWT to increase the number of members from 5 to 7. Currently the board is comprised of a designate from the chancellor on the University of Illinois at Chicago campus, a individual elected by the MSP to the board, as well as the dean of the College of Medicine, and two currently unfilled positions constituted by Board of Trustees at the present time. And what we're proposing is to increase from 5 to 7. This would include the designate from the Chancellor of the UIC campus. It would also include the Dean of the College of Medicine, as previously noted. It also include the MSP elected individual, clinical chair from the MSP. As was previously the situation, it would now include the Vice President for Health Affairs and three individuals selected by the BPHA, one of which would include a individual with finance expertise. And we propose in the Second Amendment to have those individuals include Mike Jonan, who is Associate Vice President for Health Affairs and Enterprise Strategy, Rick Helmers, who is an Associate Vice President for Health Affairs on professional practice, and finally Bill Devoney, who is currently our assistant vice president for finance.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So move.
For roll call vote. Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Holmes wishes to join.
Walcott, Wood and Taylor.
Okay.
Ms. Ehrenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes to both.
Mrs. Sarah?
Yes.
Ms. Holmes?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes to both.
Dr. Koritz?
Yes.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes to both.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes to both.
Mr. Oliver? Governor Quinn? Ms. Strobel?
Yes to both.
Mr. Thomas?
Aye.
Mr. Tinkin?
Yes to both.
Thank you very much.
Okay. That leaves us one last motion, which is to adjourn the meeting. But before that, I just want to recognize Lon Coughlin, who's been sitting at the table, and I forgot to acknowledge him a couple of hours ago. He's sitting in for Chancellor Mears, who had to go back to Chicago. We miss her, but we welcome you, and thanks for being here.
Thank you. That said,
is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Okay, it's time to...